You're watching FloridaLE.net, and I'm at Surfaces 2017, and I'm in the U.S. floor space with Pete Doshea. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Yeah. Good to see you again.
You're probably one of the biggest news stories in the business this year. You know, I used to introduce you as CEO and owner, and actually, there's a new owner of U.S. Floors, right?
Yes, Shaw Industries has bought our company in the beginning of December, so we are now no longer the owner, but we're still pretty much involved in the company. As U.S. Floors is going to stay an independent subsidiary of Shaw, I'm still going to be running it. I'm the president, and I'm very much involved in the day-to-day activities here.
I was going to point that out. It's one of my notes that I interviewed Vance not long ago, and he mentioned that U.S. Floors is going to run independently, and the ownership's going to be good, so just be looking for synergies, right?
Yeah, I mean, really, both Shaw and U.S. Floors have done a great job in this WPC category. Been Shaw with the Floorte collection, we with our Cortec collection. We're going to go to markets again with different sales forces, different teams, different product development, different innovations, so that the brands, both the Floorte and the Cortec brands, are going to be focused on and developed. But obviously the real reason and the real synergies are going to come from moving onto the same platform, so we can take advantage of all the best-in-class systems that Shaw has, and that we, because of our rapid growth in the last couple of years, we're struggling with to kind of keep up with. I mean, we had year over year, I mean, enormous growth in our company, and we were focusing mainly on product, on having the inventory on displays, on making sure that our sales side of the business was being pushed. But needless to say, the logistics, the supply chain, became much complicated. And with Shaw best in class in many of these areas, I think we're going to see a tremendous improvement there.
I think the word Vance used was enabler. He's going to give you the kind of money you need to continue on your growth trajectory, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, and I must say, I mean, Vance and the whole team, Randy and Tim and everyone there, I mean, it couldn't have been a more pleasant experience to really get into that new family, the Shaw family, and how they embraced what we are doing, and how they're excited as well for us to really see how they can help, enable, facilitate. I mean, this the momentum that we have and continue it to grow in the future. So it's been a fantastic 6-7 weeks, and I'm looking forward, because they're genuinely interested in growing and enabling all the things that we were struggling with.
Pete, I got to hand it to you. You understand branding. I'm here at Surfaces, and you've got a jumbotron. You've got everybody else in the show's got sign envy, because you've got this huge moving sign that's it looks like the Dallas Cowboys stadium. And you and I were just together in Germany, and you had a huge space in Hall 6 in Domatex. So you're continuing to really build the U.S. Floors brand, aren't you, Cortec?
Well, U.S. Floors, yes, but really Cortec. I mean, I believe that we have an opportunity in our category, the new WPC composite core, LVT type of category, to become not only the leader in design and innovation, but as well the brand leader. And it's our intention to really put Cortec not only as a brand with our retail community, but build it into a consumer brand. And yes, you have to be bold, you have to make statements. Our marketing department, Jamin Stepp, basically said, hey Pete, why don't we do something a little bit totally different than what we did in the past? And with this jumbotron in the beginning, I said, wow, is that all that needed? But you know what, I'm very happy we did it, because if you want to profile yourself as a leader, you have to step outside of the box sometimes and do the crazy things. And why not? I mean, we're here to celebrate. I mean, we're here to celebrate as an industry. I mean, that's what these shows are all about, to celebrate the fact that, you know, things are on the up. I mean, 17 is probably going to be a pretty decent year, the way it all looks like, and you know, create some excitement, create some buzz, and this helps in all the things that we're trying to achieve. So it's part of the branding, it's part of the excitement around U.S. Floors as well.
Well, you're the market share leader in WPC, and this year you're introducing kind of, you know, the next generation, not to say one's going to replace the other, because I think the WPC Cortec product you have, one of the reasons it's been so successful is because it's meaty and thick and, right. and offers the consumer, you know, a lot of value for what they're paying for. But you're actually introducing this year kind of the next generation in some of the products, and this is that whole rigid core category, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it the next generation. I think it's evolving, okay? This composite core product category is still in its infancy, and I think we will see many more of these developments over the years to come. So rigid core is basically a product that evolved out of the solid LVT where they've taken the plasticizers out of it and they increased the filler level. So in order to make the stability much stronger, in order to make the indentation much stronger, and as a result, it became a composite, a hard core that of course is very strong from an indentation point of view, or very resistant to indentation. So you know, I welcome all that, and there will be innovation on an ongoing basis, and we are introducing indeed this product because we believe it has a place. It has a place in the lineup of composite core materials, WPC as well. But we placing it where we believe it fits better, which is maybe more for commercial application. But if you have residential needs, there's nothing better than a WPC which has a foamed up air filled type of core, where you have the comfort, where you have the sound, where you have the you still have the stability that you need. The indentation is perfect. We have no issues whatsoever with our Cortec product with indentation problems. So it's a good product. I wouldn't say it's going to be. I would say not at all that it's going to replace the WPC, but it has a place in the lineup, and we believe it should be in our collection. That's why we're introducing here at our show Cortec Basic and Cortec Basic Plus. That's what we call it.
Now, Jamin Stepp, your marketing head, tells me you've got 64 new products you're introducing this year, so you're continuing to be aggressive to make sure you maintain your market share, right?
No question. I mean, Kemp, I mean, I've told you, I think, last year as well, and I'm saying again, we are all out in this category, and we believe that the opportunity to continue to be the innovator and the market leader has to come by showing the latest constructions and the latest decors. We spend a lot of time and effort in making sure that what we bring to market is pre-selected, the most beautiful decors, the most the best constructions, and we're totally committed to this. And yes, we're introducing again 60 plus different decors and different products here at the show. So that makes our overall assortment, I mean, well over the 150, 180 SKUs in this Cortec collection.
So we're talking bigger format, we're talking beautiful. You've had beautiful wood for a long time. I'm seeing some tile looks that are very striking. So you're actually adding in that area as well, right?
Yeah, it's really how realistic can we make the product? How real can we get to wood? How real can we get to tiles? Not just from a decor, but as well from a profiling, from a beveling, from the edge, from the coloring of the bevel, and things like that. And I think we're, you know, again, there's always improvement, always things that we can do better. But we've come up with something which I'm really proud of. Our team has done a fantastic job, and you know, we're showing great looking products.
Before we close, Pete, if you allow me to have a little fun, I know recently you traveled to see Warren Buffett, and he said that he wanted to tell you about the secret of his success, and he basically said one word, right?
It was a funny thing. He kind of leaned forward a little bit and whispered in my ears. He said, "I'm going to tell you the secret of success." And I said, "No, I'm going to hear it. You know, now I'm going to, you know, yeah, find out what
go
it is.
To
go to the mountaintop." You know, I said, "Yeah, Warren. Yeah, what is the secret of your success?" And as he was whispering in my ear, he said, "Luck." And you can say, "Well, luck. What kind of, you know, how is that? Is that not too simple? There must be more than luck." But no, I mean, it was really genuine, because he said, "Luck, because first of all, I was lucky to be born in the United States. I mean, luck because I had a great education. Luck because I found this initial insurance Geico story that I really was able to build my business around. Luck because I was able to surround myself with great people, you know, and I really believe that, you know, of course, there's more to it than luck. And he's a very intelligent, but fundamentally, he's right to an extent, because you are the architect of your own life.
All right. Well, it's great to be with you, Pete. Again, been talking to Pete Doshea, the CEO of U.S. Floors here at Surfaces 2017, and you've been watching Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.